Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
When Irish Life was formed 85 years ago, Ireland was a very different place. A poor, agrarian, recently independent nation with low living standards and low life expectancy. Now it's one of the wealthier places in Europe and much higher wages and standards. Irish Life has changed too, from state control to being part of permanent TSB to now being part of the Canadian business Great West Lifeco. It's still the biggest life insurance, life assurance player in Ireland, but also increasingly into healthcare and one of the biggest investors in Europe. And the person in charge is the chief executive and Wexford man, Declan Bulger. Good morning, Declan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
I presume life assurance is still your biggest earner.
Yeah, we'd have life insurance and pensions would be our biggest business. We'd have about a 35% market share there as well. Mm-hmm. But as you said, we have expanded as a group. Health insurance would be very important to us now as well. We'd insure over 500,000 people for health insurance. Mm-hmm. And then also recently, we've made some acquisitions and we formed the Unio Group, which is a wealth management and employee benefit consultancy business.
Ah, yes.
So a broad business supporting about 1.6 million people in Ireland.
So 1.6 million, so half the adult population has...
Yeah, about half the working population in Ireland, yeah, would have an association with Irish Life.
Healthcare, you've mentioned, is becoming a big part of your business for Irish Life, and you believe in proactive healthcare. Tell us more, what does that entail?
Yeah, what you'd see, if you look traditionally at health cover, it was really about paying big claims when something very serious happened. Mm-hmm. Now what we're seeing is we're very, very happy to pay lots of claims early.
Oh, I'm sure you're delighted.
It's a real win-win. It's a win for the customer and a win for the company. So where it's moved to is we encourage people to get regular health checkups. We pay for regular, you know, physio checkups. We pay for GP checkups, those type of things. Mm-hmm. But also, so even moved into the space of well-being. So for many of the large employers that we'd work with, that we'd have well-being programs in place for their staff, we'd sit down with the employer with their HR teams mm-hmm. and work out a bespoke well-being program for their employees. So what that would do would just encourage kind of, you know, healthy living amongst the employees so that they remain healthy, remain in work.
And mentally as well as physically.
Yeah, it's three actually. It's physically, mentally and financially. Mm. So on the physical side, we do things around your nutrition programs, how to sleep, help them even, you know, help them put people in, physical trainers into the buildings, run the Pilates classes, help them get running
Irish
clubs.
Irish Life runs Pilates classes.
Well, we would get people in to do it. I'm not out myself, my leotard in those companies doing it. But we do things like that for companies. And then the mental well-being side would be huge. So again, help putting programs in place to help people deal with stress, manage work-life balance, those type of things.
Yeah, that's a growing issue.
And then the next level we're actually seeing is financial well-being. So what we see amongst employees is probably, you know, the greatest cause of stress would be just managing that work-life balance. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of through COVID and coming out of COVID.
That's but how can an insurance company help you? If you're in a poor paying job, you know, the insurance company's not going to help that.
Well, no, I think what we can do is you work with the employer to put programs in place so that the employers can sit down with the employees, see what is causing the stress, see what is causing the mental well-being, the lack of mental well-being, and then we can put programs in place for those employees to help them deal with those issues.
Now staying with healthcare, insurance companies already punish people who smoke. Could you see and envisage a situation charging higher premiums for those people with a certain BMI or obesity problems?
No, but in healthcare, we have a thing called community rating. Mm-hmm. So that means that you really charge the same premium for everybody. Mm. There's a slight difference in terms of if you start your health insurance before a certain age, but in general, it's community rated.
35, is it?
Yeah, it is 35, exactly, yeah. So what it is community rated, so no, it's the same premium for everybody.
Yeah, and would you disadvantage someone who would have mental health problems, for example?
No, not at all, no, no.
Okay. You're the biggest fund manager in Ireland. You could use your size to really change the economy. For example, there's a housing crisis. Could you use your investment heft to invest in infrastructure like that?
Yeah, what we do, it's really, I suppose, our investments. We're managing money on behalf of our clients. Mm. So really, we're setting up funds for what our clients want. So what we do is, particularly on sustainability, that we invest our funds through a responsible investing lens. That would have increased from about 19 billion of assets through a responsible investing lens 5 years ago, up to 50 billion now. Mm. So a lot of investing in companies that are helping make the world a more sustainable place. Yep. We also would, of course, invest in infrastructure, so in commercial property, residential property and retail as well.
Some of your major clients will be the big tech companies, the foreign direct invested companies here. Are they telling you about their concerns about housing?
Yeah, I think what we would see it is that it. I think for employees that it's you know, finding housing for employees would be a concern of theirs as well.
Yeah.
Look, it's important for those companies, I think, is that like it's an employees market.
Yeah.
So what we are seeing for employers, it's really important that they put a really good benefits and care package in front of their employees. Mm-hmm. So what they're focusing on is... It's not just salary. In the past, it would have been salary and a pension. But what we're seeing now, and particularly the multinationals, it's a pension. It's also health insurance. It's the wellbeing program. So we're working with, if you look at the multinationals in Ireland, that of the top 30 multinationals operating in Ireland, 27 of those would be customers of ours. So we'll be working with them to put together kind of an all-encompassing employee benefits and care package for them.
I mentioned that you're one of the biggest investors around in Europe and around the world. Do you have any investment in the occupied territories in Palestine?
We wouldn't directly invest there. Where we'd see is we do have global index tracking funds, which would invest, as equities are spread across the globe. So that would leave a very, very small percentage could be invested somewhere there, but it'd be less than 0.5%.
But you have no policy of not investing there?
We don't have a policy of not investing there.
And what about Russia?
We don't invest in Russia. Okay. There are UN sanctions against Russia, so we don't invest in Russia.
And what about arms manufacturers?
No, what we would follow is, again, there are quite strict rules around, sustainable investing. And if you want to qualify for certain gradings, so we would follow those gradings.
Finally, oil companies. Would you invest in them? Would you encourage them, for example, to leave oil in the ground?
What we would do is effectively, generally, kind of the most offending fossil fuel companies we don't invest in. Mm-hmm. What you would see is some companies that are transitioning, that you might allow an investment in there. And again, what you're doing is you're encouraging those companies to transition to be more sustainable companies. So in general, you're investing in, green companies. But there is, if a company is on a path to become more green, mm-hmm. that's something that's worth supporting. So there must be small investments in there.
How do you get along with the central bank? Quite a few companies tell us privately that the central bank has a habit of gold plating the rules, unlike other central banks within the Eurozone.
Yeah, no, we have a very good relationship with the central bank. It was a very proactive relationship. So again, we work with them. We've a lot of staff who work in that area. We always give them plenty of notice anytime we're doing anything, and we find the relationship is very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Auto enrollment. It could be a real big one for you guys. It's coming in force in about 9 months. 750,000 people is what the government think will be joining a pension scheme in the workforce. I know that they're creating an independent body to oversee this. That must be quite frustrating for you, given the fact that they're setting up something from scratch and you guys all know it already.
Yeah, first of all, like auto enrollment is something that we absolutely welcome. Mm-hmm. Like as you said, this is going to bring 750,000 people into the pension saving environment, which is a really good thing. And Ireland, as a one of the leading OECD countries, was behind in that area. So this is really, really positive and a good thing. It also just raises pension awareness in general, which I think is good for a company like Irish Life. And I think this is something that is good for Ireland.
Yeah, you're spending 300 million euros updating your own HQ. North of the river. Is that money going to be a risk given the fact that quite a few of your staff might work from home?
Yeah, no, we're not spending quite that much.
All right.
But no, we don't think it's a risk. Like what we've adopted a hybrid working policy where staff are in roughly half the time and then working from home half the time. And that's working quite well. Mm-hmm. So no, we do see a future for a city centre office and that we feel that we do need it. We have staff coming to the office to collaborate, to connect with their teammates and really to build that sense of community within Irish Life. Mm-hmm. So we build an office that will be on a hybrid working basis. We do see value in staff coming in together into that city centre office.
Do you guys still use fax machines?
We don't. We can receive faxes, but they come through on our PCs.
All right, okay. Because I have from a personal experience, and there were fax machines in use about a year ago. Listen, will Wexford qualify for the Leinster final this year?
Oh, absolutely. Not just qualify, win it.
Okay. Declan, thanks very much for coming in. That's Declan Bulger, the Chief Executive of Irish.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.